What's the rush?
Dab rubbed the sleep from his eyes, then cringed as Jaina brought her speeder up to within centimeters of a fast-moving cargo hauler, sideslipped out of her traffic lane and directly in line with oncoming speeders, bypassed the hauler, and whipped back into the proper lane, a handspan in front of the larger vehicle. All around them, other speeders veered and wobbled a bit in nervous anticipation of the next wild maneuver from Jaina's vehicle.
No hurry, Jaina lied. This is just revenge.
Revenge for what?
For waking me up 3 times in the dead of night during the last week for your spot checks.
It's my job. I take no pleasure in it.
Well, I'm taking pleasure in this.
Jaina sent the speeder rightward into a narrow thoroughfare. She dived, dropping precipitously and illegally through 3 different traffic levels before joining the lane nearest the surface. All around were the lights of pedestrian walkways. In this area, an aging, run-down region where residential edifices gradually gave way to old, poorly maintained government structures, there was little traffic and few pedestrians. To his credit, Dab didn't shriek or grab at his restraining straps. He just shook his head, resigned to the trip.
So, you're going to see Jagged Fell?
Jaina's eyes snapped wide. Having no idea of her true purpose for being here, supporting Jag, Tahiri, and Winter if they absolutely needed her, Dab thought it was a romantic liaison, and he obviously thought that Jaina must be absolutely desperate for it. Infuriated, she tromped on the reverse thrusters, sending herself and Dab slamming forward into their restraints as she made a sharp right-angle turn onto a side throughway. Thrown back into his seat by normal acceleration, Dab rubbed his chest.
Ow! I am not going to see Jag, and that's head of state Fell to you.
Fine.
There's a little rooftop park up here I like.
Of course, at this hour.
Jaina went into a steep climb, going completely vertical as she approached the wall of a particularly large residential block. Out of the corner of her eye, she could see Dab's features drawn back in a rictus brought on by acceleration. Then she reached the top of the building. She rolled until she was level with the rooftop. She immediately set her speeder down on a broad bed of grass. It was indeed a park, with carefully arranged ponds, trees, and flower beds, fully occupying this rooftop and those of several surrounding buildings. Open air, railed turbo lifts provided access between the roofs. Dab breathed a sigh of relief.
I get it.
You do?
He nodded.
You come to this rundown neighborhood in the middle of the night, dressed in anonymous brown clothes, and you walk around in the park hoping someone will attack you so you can beat them up. That way you relieve stress and also get to take dangerous criminals in.
She stared at him. It was a brilliant excuse, and she was embarrassed that she hadn't come up with it.
You're absolutely right.
Well, it sounds like a good thing for Jedi to be doing.
It does, doesn't it?
She unstrapped herself and hopped out of the speeder. She gestured toward a spot where the trees were thickest.
I'm going to walk around on the path on the other side of those trees.
He unbuckled his own restraints.
I'll come with you.
No, I'm less likely to be attacked if there are 2 of us.
And I'm more likely to be attacked if there's only 1 of me.
True.
She pointed at a set of bushes away from her trees.
Hide there and wait for me.
She raced off toward her trees. This was not her favorite park, of course. It was the park atop the building where Winter had taken out quarters for the Dark Meld team. From here, she could hear sirens of public safety vehicles far, far below as they arrived to deal with the crater that had appeared in the plaza minutes before. Past the trees, she found the roof access to the turbolift and rode down to surface level.